This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Michael Phelps, and the Americans are going to win their fourth straight 4x200 and the 21st gold medal for Phelps. The Americans in 7:66 win gold again.
Michael Phelps, he was the story certainly from Rio as the medals are starting to add up for Team USA. Hi, everybody. Kate Delaney. Not swimming in any pools, but swimming into your homes and cars and wherever you're listening to us. Talk a little bit about Rio here. Wow. Again, 21 golds for Michael Phelps. You heard two of the different calls there. Thanks to Westwood One for those. He did that 4x200 free relay. And how exciting was that for him? Also, individually, he is the man when it comes to the butterfly, the 200 butterfly. So his total now, 25 Olympic medals, 21 gold, most of any Olympian. That's pretty heady territory, isn't it? So now he has set the bar very, 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 can I say that again? Very high. And good for him. He was just pumped. There were other Americans athletes that were there. A lot of the basketball players that were there. Everybody was cheering and screaming him on. Ryan Lochte, who was his pal, 11-time Olympic medalist. He was there. He swam the third leg in that relay. Phelps was the anchor guy. So pretty wild to see that. All in all, for the Americans, 26 medals, 9 gold, 9 bronze, 8 silver. Closest to the U.S., China was 17. Wow, a banner year so far, with still weeks to go. Okay, so Michael Phelps wasn't the only gold medal athlete, not by a long shot. There was a woman in the pool who has captured America's attention. She is so fast. She's like a mini Michael Phelps. I say mini because her wingspan isn't quite as big as his. But she is a lot of fun to watch. Here's the tail end of Katie Ledecky's race in the 200 free.
It's a shoulder lead for Ledecky. She is heading to the wall, and it's going to be Katie Ledecky claiming gold in the women's 200-meter freestyle, 153.73.
Yeah, so how about that? 19-year-old superstar. Superstar. She did what she had to do to edge out her Swedish competition. And Australia, too. And very, very impressive. She just dug deep, and she won. Who knows what she has left in the tank? Probably a lot more. All right, so besides the pool, there was a lot of excitement over gymnastics. Team USA, how did they do? Well, here's the tail end.
Everybody on their feet in this arena, that is by far the world's best floor team. And she nailed it when Team USA needed her the most.
And we can safely say Team USA has now won back-to-back gold medals. The United States has defended its gold medal in dominant fashion, ending with that exclamation point by Simone Biles.
All right, Simone Biles is the star of these games, certainly one of them, the USA gymnast, and she nailed an important part or was an important piece of putting this all together. So Team USA wins the all-around, which is a huge, huge honor. Very, very big. And it worked with every single step they took. And there were some amazing performances, you know, Allie Reisman in that crowd, and Simone Biles, she would be absolutely on the list. So a lot of people tune in for both of those sports. They had themselves a treat because the Americans were really, really big. Big wins. Big excitement. And not done yet. Michael Phelps certainly is not done yet. And there still are some other events. We'll keep you up to date with what's happening in the Olympics throughout the show as we always weave in that conversation. And by the way, so far in Rio, there hasn't been too many ridiculous distractions, although I do say that. And then I read somewhere where a passenger said gunshots had hit the Olympic media bus, which that's not good, but they haven't said anything more about it. Just that they knew that that had happened. Bullets shattering two windows as the bus returned from the women's basketball venue. The Rio organizing committee released a statement, said that the bus will be inspected by the cops, but they didn't reference gunshots. So, who knows? Hopefully not. But there are people that swear that they heard that, and they know if they know the pop sound, and if they've shot a gun or been around guns, they certainly know what that sounds like. And this incident took place in a neighborhood close to the main Olympic Park and to the media center. So that's disheartening if that's what the case is. But they still have to investigate, let's put it that way. You know, not dropping the ball there, and I'm sure they will not drop the ball. Hey, coming up on this show, we're going to do Dumb Things I Shouldn't Have Done. Dumb Things I Shouldn't Have Done, plus a little odds and ends. And Nathan Reeder will join us for Fruits and Nuts, Shred It, and Bingo. I had somebody write me just the other day and say, oh, bingo, I want to change that word so badly. I can think of several that would fit. Well, if you can think of several that would fit, send them to us. We don't have the market on creativity. So we're always looking for somebody who has a good idea to float us the trial balloon. And who knows, maybe it works out. I'm just saying, maybe it works out. How's that? So Ledecky and Phelps decorated, medals around their neck, beaming from ear to ear. Huge moments in the Olympics, and still many other events where the U.S. should be pretty decent in to come. Stay with us.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60.
Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
Yes, sir, honey. It happened on one of them zippity-doo-dah days. Now, that's the kind of day when you can't open your mouth without a song jump right out of it. Zippity-doo-dah, zippity-doo. My, oh, my, what a wonderful day. Plenty of sunshine in my way.
Yeah, it was a zippity-doo-dah day that I was talking about at the top of this show for Olympic athletes, America doing well in Rio, just crushing the competition as expected in the areas that we've already talked about. What happens when we move on to a few others? There are, I think, some real possibilities to win more gold, and that number is going to climb. In the meantime, on the campaign trail, it was hardly about that. On the campaign trail, it was about Donald Trump and the Second Amendment, Hillary Clinton's reaction to it, also the way the Twittersphere blew up over it, let's put it that way. And was there some confusion over what he said? Was there not confusion over what he said? What's it all about? And in case you didn't hear what he said, Trump says, look, everyone understood Second Amendment comments. That's what he's saying. Why are we constantly rehashing this? It doesn't make any sense. He was giving a speech, and he talked about, on Tuesday, he said, Second Amendment people. He said, where are they? They could stop the bad Supreme Court appointments by Hillary Clinton. And many people thought he was indicating they should assassinate his rival for the Oval Office. But he said nobody in that room thought anything other than he meant to defend Clinton at the ballot box. Trump said that in an interview to Hannity. You know, it said the whole thing, this is a strong, powerful movement, the Second Amendment. Hillary wants to take your guns away. She wants to leave you unprotected in your home. This is a tremendous political movement. The NRA, as you know, endorsed me. I just saw they tweeted out, basically, that they gave me 100%. They agree 100% with what I said. But he kicked the hornet's nest when he was warning a group of supporters in Wilmington, North Carolina, about potential Clinton Supreme Court nominees getting rid of the Second Amendment right to gun ownership. So that's where that came from, confusion. And then Hillary Clinton, when she was speaking, said, I'm not going to touch anyone's Second Amendment rights. I'm not going to take guns. She had to reemphasize that again and again and again, because the fear is if a Democrat gets in, any Democrat, by the way, that that's exactly what would happen if a Democrat took over. And we may see, because we already have a Democrat in the White House right now, in Barack Obama. We slide a little bit in a different direction for some odds and ends, politically speaking, though. So what's under the curve or curb that we haven't talked about at this point? I'll tell you one thing that's interesting, and there is some politics involved in this. Roger Ailes is the guy who runs Fox News and really put it on speed dial for so many people. I mean, really, he did. So now you've got this veteran television producer, Shelley Ross, who's accusing Roger Ailes of sexual harassment. He's being accused by different people of sexual harassment. She wrote an essay for the Daily Beast, and in it, she said that Ailes proposed a sexual alliance after hiring her as a segment producer on NBC's Tomorrow Show in 1981. And she said that Ailes asked her during lunch the day after accepting the job offer, when did you first discover you were sexy? She said, my head suddenly dropped like a marionette and I could no longer make eye contact. I could only manage to stare at my feet as I answered. I'm finding this conversation very embarrassing. And of course, Ailes, people forget that was once the executive producer of the Late Night Show, and then stressed the importance of loyalty and allegedly insisted that the best expression of that loyalty comes in the form of a sexual alliance. He apologized and blamed the harassment on middle-aged craziness after three NBC lawyers intervened following another uncomfortable conversation with the executive that I just mentioned. So, how about that? Just crazy. Crazy that all this, nobody, maybe people that worked there, but nobody really knew this powder keg that was being lit. Definitely didn't know. So you've got the Fox women who have tapes of Ailes' conversations, so they must have been taping them realizing this isn't good or whatever. What if I need to use these? So Gretchen Carlson kicked this whole thing open, but multiple women supposedly made these tapes of the conversations with Ailes, which could lead to an eight-figure settlement on Gretchen Carlson's sexual harassment lawsuit for sure. Because if they litigate the case, all the tapes would become public. If, and that's the big if. So the 76-year-old has denied all allegations but resigned July 21st from the news network he founded 20 years ago, just weeks after Carlson filed her lawsuit. She said she was subjected to sexual harassment by Ailes and was demoted, then let go in June after rebuffing him. So now there's all kinds of, that's what happens, there's all kinds of hosts and people in the newsroom at Fox and outside of the newsroom that are going after, I mean, you know, that are targeting and going in one direction. Even Fox News host Andrea Tantoris has said through a lawyer that she was moved to a less-watched daytime show from her job at The Five, then taken off the air altogether and dismissed. And after dismissing Ailes' advances and reporting him to management, that was the end of the line. End of the line. So now they're doing all kinds of parodies. They're talking about it. Blah, 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 blah. And, yeah, the talk is, how does this happen in a major, major, major newsroom like the Fox newsroom, where there's definitely plenty of women that work there, but in the hustle bustle of news, I can sort of see it. And this, again, goes to interpretation. By the way, I don't want to shut you out of the conversation. 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. I know instead of calling, so many of you just start to go through all the leftover items, I guess, of my mom's and whatnot we still had, and we had to pack all that up, and then somebody get, and you know this, some of you have moved so many times, get somebody to pick up what's left behind, make sure it looks decent. And, you know, those lawns, boy, do they not grow up quickly. Boom. You mow the lawn, you turn around, oh, it's time to mow again. It's only been 2 days. Just a little rain would be incredibly helpful, wouldn't it? It would. It would be incredibly helpful. I think Gretchen Carlson may have a lawsuit, especially with all the people that are coming forward and talking about him. I think, and just by the letter of the law, what she's offering up, I think it'd be very tough to just shut her off. So she should take it to the mat if that's what she wants to do and not be fearful of that. And it seems as though that's what's happening. So good for her. She has the magic, what did her husband tell me? She's the golden touch. She's the Midas. In a good way. She's the Midas program director. And really the first thing up on the day. Hey, don't forget, you might have listened to what I was saying during this show. You can always email me, Kate Delaney at America, or Kate Delaney at AmericaTonight.net. Kate Delaney at AmericaTonight.net. So easy. Or go to AmericaTonight.net. Boom, click on contact, and you're in. Hang with us. I think our next segment involves fruits and nuts, shred it, and bingo.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
If you're considering going back to school, ask yourself the following questions. Do you need the flexibility to take classes on your schedule? Do you have college credits you need transferred? Do you want to earn a quality degree from a world-renowned university? If you answered yes to any of these questions, Arizona State University is the perfect school for you. Arizona State University offers over 100 highly ranked degree programs 100% online. You'll earn the same degree as you would on campus, from wherever you are, on your schedule. Plus, ASU Online accepts most transfer credits. For information, call 1-800-933-1430. Learn for yourself why the Wall Street Journal ranks ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates, and why 90% of ASU grads are recruited within 90 days of graduation. Learn to grow, learn to succeed, and learn to thrive at Arizona State University. To learn more about ASU online degrees, call 1-800-933-1430. That's 1-800-933-1430.
Do it!
Segment that we call that I really like, where we bring Nathan Reeder into the fold as we look at some of the other stories out there that have nothing to do with the campaign necessarily, but whatever else is fun or buzzing or just kind of interesting and tripped onto my radar. So this segment is called Fruits and Nuts, Shred It or Bingo. Hey, Nathan Reeder, how are you?
Hey, Kate Delaney, how are you?
I am here and I am well.
Good combo.
I know. It's always a good combo when I can talk and I'm not in that weird in-between when the weather changes. I mean, really, I don't know how anyone could get sick in 120 degrees. We're dancing on the sun in our satellite facility in Dallas, Texas.
Dehydration.
That's a good excuse to drink more and more water. That's what I say. Time for more water. And then there's more water. And what else can we get you? More water. I mean, really crazy. I know. All right. So let's jump to what I thought, some of what I thought was pretty interesting anyway. The Olympics have been pretty interesting, that's for sure. But this one isn't about the Olympics. This one is instead, you know, it's kind of more news you can abuse. Like when I say it's odd news or strange news or quirky news, because somebody asked me, what does that mean, fruits and nuts and shredded and bingo? That's what it means. All right, how about this? I came across this maybe over the weekend. PETA wants Eggs and Bacon Bay to change its name. So this is a PETA statement. They want them to change the name instead to, it's a crazy name. I pulled it out of the air the other day, and now I can't think of it. Oh, this is what it is. They take exception to it. So instead, they're saying that, and of course it has to do with the whole bacon thing. So they're saying instead, as the leading animal rights, or some say the leading animal rights voices, they're saying that they take exception to the Tasmanian community called Eggs and Bacon Bay, and they were recommending that it be changed to Apple and Cherry Bay to promote a healthier vegan diet, and they're not joking about this. They've been really kind of working with them on it, sending them constant notifications, all of that, saying that considering the high levels of cholesterol and saturated fat in eggs and bacon, you might as well call yourselves Heart Attack Bay. And why not have a name change? So they keep writing to the local city council and the mayor suggesting to change the name because of the reasons I just said, Eggs and Bacon Bay. So what do you think? What do you make of that? Fruits and nuts, shredded, or bingo?
Well, I was trying to see where that really is here. And in Tasmania?
Tasmania.
Wow, PETA. That's okay.
How do you find that exactly? It's, well, you know, look at Australia.
Mm-hmm.
And you'd be getting close.
Well, I mean, we certainly were talking about language as an important definer, and everyone's minute differences of perspective. And I understand how they see it as powerful. I think it's funny, and I think it's up to the people that live there whether they want to look at the language as that powerful either.
I agree, too. It's what you think of it. I mean, I wouldn't even think twice. I think it's kind of a clever name. I wouldn't just attach what PETA attached to it, but that's what PETA... That's the kind of their mission. So they found this town in, you know, Tasmania, and that's how that all happened. So it's a bingo, I guess, in a way. Yeah.
Yeah, sure. I'll give it that. Sure, bingo.
You can pick any card, any name. All right, how about this? I love this story. A Pennsylvania woman who was married this past weekend had her late father's spirit with her in his heart, she says, because Jenny Steppen was escorted down the aisle by the man who received her father's heart 10 years ago when her father was killed by a mugger. His organs were donated after his death, and the guy's name is Arthur Thomas. And, you know, he says he was on death's door when her father was murdered. I needed a heart. I was going to die in the next few days. So she felt like her dad was part of the ceremony because of the fact he walked her down the aisle. I just think that's so sweet. Such a great gesture. What do you think?
Oh, yeah. Bingo, definitely. That's pretty
cool.
That's pretty connected, you know, especially, wow, to have your father murdered, too.
I know.
That's an amazing thing. Organ donation, guys. It pops up real fast, but can make generations of difference.
Oh, I agree. Sometime we'll have my pal on, his daughter. It's actually a pretty well-known movement. If anybody looks it up, they'll see it. It's called Taylor's Gift. And we worked together in radio at a station in Dallas for a long time. And his daughter was killed in a freak, just a very freak skiing accident, and they, you know, the family was so heartbroken and couldn't believe it, and they ended up she was an organ donor, and they ended up really making a huge difference, like you say, Nathan, in so many people's lives because she was. And I don't know, there's something about giving the gift of life, I guess, you know, in a tragic situation that for the people that are left behind is, you know, absolutely a wonderful, wonderful thing, I think. I've done a lot with, in fact, we'll do that on the show. I've done a lot of stories with people in that world and what happens and how decisions are made and, you know, all that kind of interesting, what I think is interesting stories, I guess. And so we'll definitely bring those stories to you. So we move on to yet another one. Alex Rodriguez, who played Major League Baseball for 22 years, most of them with the New York Yankees, decides Friday is going to be his last day to play with the Yankees because he's really been riding the bench. He's 41, so it's kind of a retirement. It is a retirement thing. For goodness sake, he's making $200,000 a game. The tickets for that game now, which were like $78 in some cases face value, are now a whopping $700. So up well over...
Woo! Party!
Yeah, 500% party for the Yankees because he retires and they're charging that much money for the tickets because they're sought after.
Yeah!
That's crazy. That's like a 500% increase.
Market value.
And the guy's already made, he made phenomenal and ridiculous money. Maybe they need to do that to make up the money they paid him. I mean
that's like better than bingo. That's like you don't even have to wait for a random chance to work out in your favor.
I know. It's just better all the way around. So true. All right, how about this one? Barbara Streisand is making an appearance. You know, in some ways, she's kind of like a hermit. She's with her friends, and she's married to James Brolin, of course. But now she's doing a tour, like a mini tour. She was in Chicago, and I heard just blew it away, singing old songs and a few new songs. But Barbara back out on the stage temporarily. She never does, like, she does her one tour and then goes away. And those tickets are pretty healthy, the cost of them. But when it's a once-in-a-lifetime thing, and that's the question, and kind of fits into the fruits and nuts, shred it, and bingo, what's the most you would ever pay for a ticket, Nathan, and who would you want to see?
I'm not a good person for this because I don't want to pay. I'm not gonna.
Because you're not used
I'm
to paying,
gonna,
you don't have to, right?
I'd much rather work or play with someone, and I don't really have big stars that I want to see. I mean, I really don't. I mean, I was almost going to interview the kids from, who was it last year?
The guys from the duo from South Africa,
the hip hop duo.
Oh yeah.
Even then, I'd much rather just run into them randomly because I get them to come out to this other bar for an after party.
That's right.
I don't know.
Not even the Rolling Stones are on their last
God,
leg.
No,
whatever,
I don't,
like iconic.
I don't need to see the
nobody
Stones.
Like that.
Mm-hmm. No, I am never going to pay for the Stones. No offense to all you people that really like the Stones, but nope, I don't
never.
Need to. I would maybe buy my friends some tickets to something, and I probably would be pretty grumpy about paying more than $100, but that might be okay.
And think about it. I mean, you could do that. You could pay $100 for some venues, but a lot of times, the tickets are extraordinarily high.
Yeah.
I mean, the Barbara Streisand tickets were out of this world.
Yeah.
She doesn't perform that much, of course.
Yep.
Yeah. Good stuff. All right. It's in the book. Mix, Fruits and Nuts, Shred It, and Bingo.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP. As slim as possible.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
America tonight. Hey, hey, everybody. I get lots of emails. I already mentioned this when we went to the mailbag, americatonight.net. But what's interesting is, and I still get a lot of these, and thank you, and I'm inviting all of you, if you've done something dumb ever in your life, and I know there are people that have done nothing dumb ever, ever, but if you have, send us your dumb thing that you shouldn't have done. And we'll have some fun with it. So on that note, here's the latest version of Dumb Things I Shouldn't Have Done.
What's that huge?
Oh, that in itself is priceless, my friends. Okay, this one is from Lamont. Kate, dumb things I shouldn't have done. Oh, my. There are so many of them. Let me pick one out of my file. I'll walk over here and pick one out. Can you imagine that? I want all the audience to know that I'm walking over to my file. And winner, winner, you know what they say after that, chicken dinner. Dumb thing number one that I've done. Dumb thing, and I've heard other people say this, but I'm going to throw this in because it was so shocking. I was taking an overseas trip, thought I had everything with me. Boy, I was packed to the T, had snacks, had clothes perfectly folded, put together. I was ready. I was rolling. I was an hour into my trip to get to the airport, and I realized I didn't have my cell phone. So I had a clippity-cloppity back, get that cell phone, missed the first flight out, re-racked, and had to take a later flight. Needless to say, it was an ordeal I never want to repeat. I was exhausted. You know, a lot of people talk about that, forgetting things. I could be one of those people. Luckily, at the last minute, I've remembered them. I'm so focused on, I've got to get this, and I've got to take that, and then this is packed, and then, oh, toiletries. Do you have your toiletries? And by the time you focus on all of that, somehow, sometimes you lose the easiest things. You just do. Because your mind is focused on everything but one of really the more important aspects of your journey. You got to have your papers, man. All right, how about this one from Jessica? Kate, this is really embarrassing, but I've listened to some of the dumb things, so I was willing to go out on that limb, proverbial limb, with you. I was doing a huge presentation. I had my presentation nailed. I had everything in the car. I was looking pretty good. I was looking fly, if you know what I mean. But it was summertime, and this was not too long ago. I decided, of course, I'm driving like 30 miles. I need to wear my flip-flops. And I did. I put on my flip-flops, had my pretty dress on, the whole thing. Went to deliver what in essence was a training and then a speech, and I realized I did not have my shoes. I only had my flip-flops. Big mistake. Big mistake. So, flip-flops and all, I had to do what I had to do. Have you ever been in this situation? No, and thank goodness I've never been in that situation, because it would be brutal. It would be brutal. What do you do when it's, you know, you're supposed to have heels on or something? I'm certainly not sneakers, and the sneakers I have would be, the worst. So it wouldn't fly. Sneakers, flip-flops, whatever, because you said flip-flops. Oh, flip-flops would be bad. Because even it would be one thing to have sneakers on versus flip-flops. Because what else were you sport with that outfit? That would be tricky. Let's go to Ron C. Hi, Kate D. It's Ron C. So look forward to seeing you in the near future, hopefully at some point. Wondering what you make of this summertime weather. It seems as though we've dodged a bullet with hurricanes. Boy, it sure does seem that way, doesn't it? Because we're so used to getting pelted with all kinds of crazy weather that, not that that's not possible in a minute's notice, but it's so much nicer. So now it's funny we talk about the weather, but this system that's going on now could bring really heavy rain to the Gulf Coast. Heavy rain. So when they say flooding, you kind of learn, oh, that kind of flooding. The flooding where I'm not supposed to go outside because it could be a low-lying area, and the next thing you know, I'm washed away. And I've seen that maybe just on TV, but I've seen that actually happen modern days. Nothing is worth that. Oh, nothing is worth that. Let me tell you, what a nightmare. that would become. I mean, ugh. What a nightmare. All right, so how about this one? This one is from Pauly. Kate, dumb things I shouldn't have done. I was so tired, I went to get an aspirin. I accidentally took my wife's pills. She had a bottle of pills for pain, and I took about three of them. Needless to say, I was very incoherent, felt like I was almost numb, but that's what it was. And I still am trying to live it down today. I say you get big credit for that. Oh, that's rough. Oh, that is so rough. How about this one from Sea Dog? Kate, dumb things I shouldn't have done. Probably the dumbest is locking my keys into the car because it was at a very inconvenient time of day. I had to be back in my office for a meeting, and lo and behold, car's there, no keys. The office is closed because Mary wants to use it, Mary being the other person. So look what happens. You're ultimately stuck in a brutal mind-bender situation, if that makes sense. I'm throwing them in every once in a while to see if anyone can pick out the... what do we call them? The eggs. When we go on shoots, we call them the eggs. But these are dumb things that I shouldn't have done. Here's one about a cruise ship. Kate, on the cruise ship, I made the mistake of thinking I had to dress up so much. I had too much baggage. By the time I got to my room, I had to hang up clothes for what seemed like a half an hour, but there weren't enough hangers. There's not a lot of space there. I, for some reason, thought I was on the Love Boat, so I had all these bejeweled outfits, which I did not need. And if anything, I should have just tossed them overboard. Well, lots of things get tossed overboard, don't they? Since I've never really done the long cruise thing, I can only attest because I've seen pictures. This one from Norm. Dumbest thing I ever did was get married to my wife too late in life. I wish I had met her when I was 20 years old, although I still value the time we have together. I think we would have really tore it up. We talk about what kind of athletes we would have been. We talk about so many other areas where we believe if we had met each other when we were younger, we would have just excelled in anything that we touched. Well, confidence is also a very good thing, by the way. Definitely. So it's kind of the wish versus the dumb things. I don't know if that was quite a dumb thing. Thanks to everybody for your emails. Remember, just mark them in big letters. Dumb things. Over and out.
The investment world isn't fair. A precious metals trader buys gold and silver at spot price. You pay his price plus fees, costs, and shipping. But today, you don't. Today, JM Bullion offers a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, no markups, no shipping. Invest in something real, not Wall Street paper. 10 ounces of silver at spot price. Visit realpricesilver.com for this limited-time offer. One per household, 50 United States only. realpricesilver.com.
Attention backpackers, on a budget, why spend $80 to $300 to pump clean survival water? Introducing the Viva Water Pump Kit from Viva Outdoor Products. Super easy to use and super lightweight at only 6.5 ounces, the Viva Water Pump Kit provides high flow rate at 1 ounce per stroke, can be one hand pumped, and is dependable and affordable at only $24.99, filter not included. Get your Viva Water Pump Kit at viba-odp.com from Viva Outdoor Products.